Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But everything else costs more. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system that brings accounting, financial management, inventory, HR onto one platform. It reduces IT costs, and over 37,000 companies have already made the move. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome inside Hour 2, The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio. Jason Smith and Doug Gottlieb in for Dan and the Danettes. Hit us up on Twitter at HowAboutAFresca, Doug at Gottlieb Show. And before we get into where over half the league is converging on today in the NFL, the big news we heard about a few minutes ago, Deb Carson talked about it in the update, the Texans have released J.J. Watt, Watt putting out a statement on social media saying he asked for his release. Now, Doug, you and I talked about this a few minutes ago and got into, you know, how where this plays into Deshaun Watson and the Texans holding on to him or not. I look at this whole situation, though, and I take a step back and I go, wow, if this isn't the dictionary definition of how to alienate your stars, you know, in one fell swoop, like what's been going on with the Texans, you would think that, okay, we've had some period of upheaval. We have, you know, a controversial hire to run our football department after Deshaun Watson, and now you hire a head coach that really was a guy that nobody else was talking to, and it was tough to give somebody the job because it was really difficult to say the Texans and sell them as a winning team. They have no draft picks. They have no money to be able to spend on free agents. And I see how they've acted towards their stars, and you can try to judge a team by how they act to their stars and keep them happy. And the number one thing they've failed to do is to do that. You know, Deshaun Watson's unhappy. J.J. Watt was unhappy. He asked for his release today. And I have to sit back for a second and go, wow, there's got to be some kind of meetings going on in Houston saying we have to kind of change our approach here because it's been combative with Deshaun Watson. And while we don't know everything that went behind the scenes with J.J. Watt, clearly things didn't go well if he asked for his release to go on and play someplace else when this is the only place he's ever played. I watch the Texans and I go, this is kind of how not to do things in the NFL. You agree on that or disagree?
I think it's one of those things to where we hear the name J.J. Watt. We're like, oh, whoa, whoa, J.J. Watt, right? But you're like, well, he had a $17.5 million cap hit. He's not the same player anymore. Look, it's really, it's interesting. Obviously, the good deeds he did during the hurricane, and the money that he raised is just amazing, right? Like, I think he's a legitimate good human being. But there are times in which you have to go like, hey, look, this is the NFL, and this it's a performance-based business, and I don't think he performs nearly at the level of his contract anymore. Now, what we don't know is if Nick Caserio offered him an extension and changed the cap number and he rejected it because he said, we mutually agreed to part ways, right? Is this, you know, cut me instead of trading me? I think J.J. Watt's kind of washed up. That would be my guess. And it sucks because he was so dominant and then he was so injured during times in which he was dominant that it's forever going to take away from his statistical legacy within the NFL. But I'm not sure that this doesn't happen no matter where J.J. Watt plays, no matter how the organization is run, considering how much he was going to make and where he is in his career.
Sure. I agree with you. I think the image of J.J. Watt is better than the actual what you're going to get on the field. And he's still a star and he's still going to, you know, be a big story. But is his impact exactly what it is? I agree with you there. But I think that teams, when players see how you treat your stars and the optic when it's bad one, when here's the two biggest stars the Texans have and they're both at odds with the franchise in different ways, I think that speaks a lot to, oh, boy, do I really want to go play there? Can I trust going there as a free agent? If this is how they treat their stars, how are they going to treat me? And when you see the other players on the team the same way going, man, they can do this to Deshaun, they can do this to JJ, whether or not whatever part of the narrative is true or not, perception is reality. And I think the perception of the Texans now is they really know what they're doing. I mean, is this a team that really understands, you know, how things run in a modern NFL? And it's not an optic that you want out there.
Yeah, I'm going to disagree with you here, okay? Because look, players sign places for two reasons. One, relationship with the coaches, and more than anything, who's going to pay me the most money? That's about it, okay? And look, if you want to say how players treat stars, if they trade Deshaun Watson, if they acquiesce to a guy whose new contract is just now going live in the next NFL year, then what contract... What player can't walk into the front office and say like, "Hey, I'm out. Right, trade me, get rid of me." If you're that committed to Deshaun Watson and you acquiesce this soon in his contract, no one else's contract means anything. Whereas JJ is actually, I think, something that you could argue is the right thing to do. Now, it's interesting they didn't trade him, which means one of two things: either they couldn't get value for him, or two, the places that they could trade him to weren't places that he wanted to go. And so they came to the, you know, let me just release me and I won't say a bad word about you. You won't say a bad word about me, and we'll move on in different directions. So I think it's one of those two things, but here's where it actually kind of goes counter to what you're saying. Like, look, J.J. Watt shouldn't be making $17.5 million. He's not that good a player anymore. But because he's J.J. Watt, it really reads weird that he's been released by the only team he's ever played for. And the new Texans, in their effort to be the new Patriots, which is why you bring in the guy who's the right-hand man to Belichick, is, hey, no name is safe. We find the best football players, regardless of who you are or what you're, you know, or how much you make or where you're from. Like, we're going to find the best football team. That's what the Patriots were able to do. They traded away Richard Seymour. They've traded away stars. They got rid of Randy Moss when he was a malcontent later in his career. So they've done these things previously, and I think that's more a sign of this is actually business as usual in the NFL as opposed to anything else.
All right, let's hear a little bit of J.J. Watt. He put this statement out on social media a few minutes ago following his release from the Texans saying, hey, I want everybody to hear this from me. Let's take a listen.
I wanted to do this on video as opposed to putting out a statement or doing a press conference or anything like that because I want you guys to hear it directly from me. I want to speak directly to you and the city of Houston so you can hear the words straight from my mouth. I have sat down with the McNair family and I have asked them for my release. And we have mutually agreed to part ways at this time.
So there it is. I want you to hear it from me. I want to put this out. I got scooped a little bit by Ian Rappaport, who had the word of J.J. Watt's retirement. And it's always weird, Doug. I feel like this is like the second or third time this has happened in the last couple of weeks where, hey, I'm all set to have an announcement and say where I'm going. Like Trevor Bauer, he did this with the Dodgers. And like 2 or 3 minutes before, hey, someone's got the story, I'm going on with it. And then, yeah, I miss it by 2 minutes, you know, being able to break this and everybody else starting to pick it up. Oh, I had the story. We were able to do it, but 2 minutes, somebody had the story and they were able to go and trump them on it. It was pretty funny.
I do like that this was kind of the original intent of social media, right? Which is like it cuts through the, we don't need the PR firm. We don't need, you know, we don't need the SID in college athletics. We don't need the PR in the NFL. We just straight through to the players and a little organic announcement instead of somebody tweeting out their thoughts, giving us kind of video thoughts. I actually think it's a good thing. I thought it was funny. He said, you guys were great to me. Outside of booing me on draft night, you were great to me.
So we'll have more on this story as it develops throughout the day. J.J. Watt released by the Houston Texans, as he said, he asked for it. Jason Smith, Doug Gottlieb in for Dan and the Danettes today. Now, elsewhere in the NFL today, 17 teams at least are descending on Clemson. Why? Because Trevor Lawrence is about to have his pro day. Now, obviously, other players are going to have their pro days too, which is why you get a lot of teams going there. But you see all the teams that are going to be there. The Jaguars are going to be there. The Jets are there. The Falcons are there. All these teams that pick up high in the draft. Really, Doug, is there any chance? Is there even the slightest bit chance that suddenly Urban Meyer decides at the last second, you know, I really like this Zach Wilson kid, and we're gonna take him number one? Because that'd be the perfect thing for what to happen to the Jets. Is the Jets move heaven and earth to get Deshaun Watson to give up like 8 draft picks, and then they get to the draft, and Urban Meyer says, hey, yeah, I'm going to take Zach Wilson, and then suddenly Trevor Lawrence is sitting there at number two, and the Jets go, oh, man, we screwed ourselves.
Look, I would consider not taking him. I would. But I don't, you know, they kind of showed us their hand in getting an Urban Meyer. Urban Meyer wouldn't have taken that job unless he was completely secure in what they were going to do at the quarterback position. And Trevor Lawrence is seen as a cut above the rest of the prospects. And they have other draft picks. They have other resources. They have cap room to kind of rebuild this thing organically. So if it was me, yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you know, like no one young player, if you can go and get a bunch of dudes and completely rebuild your franchise. The problem is you have Jacksonville, and the last time they had the dudes, they had a quarterback who wasn't good enough, who they didn't trust, they didn't believe in, and it forever kind of held them back. And, you know, this is a guy seen as the cleanest prospect since Andrew Luck. And if you look at Andrew Luck's immediate success in the NFL with the Indianapolis Colts, from a team that won, I think, one game the year before he got there, There's reason to think Jacksonville has to do this. I wouldn't, but I don't think there's any way they don't.
It's tough for me to not take him, because when he is pushed to be this kind of once in a generation prospect, okay, is the risk worth the reward to not take him? Because if you take him and he's a bust, well, okay, well, he was the guy that everybody said to take, and no one's going to second guess, boy, why did we take him? Why? But he really goes out there, and Urban Meyer, you got to really be convinced that Zach Wilson or Justin Fields or somebody else is going to wind up being better than him, because all you're going to do is hasten your departure from the team if you wind up taking the wrong guy at quarterback and you don't win. You know, if you take Trevor Lawrence and you don't win, well, okay, it happens, and you move on, and you still have 4 or 5 years as the head coach to figure things out. But, man, I'll tell you, if you don't take him and he winds up being great and your guy is okay or not quite what Trevor Lawrence was, that's one of the quickest ways to get fired in the NFL.
Yeah, no question. He can't fire himself, so it's, look, the whole thing works for Jacksonville. He's from near there. He played in college near there, you know, close enough. So he gives them some local pop for a franchise that's forever. And then nationally, he's respected. And within the league, everybody thinks he's a dude. So it all makes sense. It is interesting that 17 other guys, now they're showing up to see everybody else at Clemson, as well as take a look at Trevor Lawrence in case he was on the market. But it is weird, like, do I show up and scouting this guy, even though I know they're not trading that pick? That part becomes interesting.
So a little bit more. You're not sold on him because of the hype. You're not sold on him because of what you saw. Like, what are you not sold on him for?
No. That part, I wouldn't say. I don't think he played with a great team, and I think he lifted them to heights that they wouldn't achieve otherwise. But I also think that, like, look, what we've learned in the NFL is quarterbacks are incredibly valuable. Okay, but they can't be your only thing. Look at Houston, right? Like, whatever you think of Deshaun Watson and however he ranks as a quarterback, you better have a team around you. And, you know, Jacksonville's a team that's been completely depleted. Like, look, if I was the Jets and I know they don't have the number one pick. Like, again, I have 3 first-round picks. How many second and third-round picks so I could just have young dudes out there? Because you got to rebuild the lines. I mean, what happened? How did San Francisco? I know San Francisco wasn't that good this year, and part of it is you didn't have a quarterback, but they just had a litany of injuries. But San Francisco was a dominant team. How'd they do it? They did it through years of acquisitions through the draft, right? I mean, that's the way. How'd Tampa get so good? Right? Yes, they added in Ndamukong Suh, and yes, they added a couple other pieces, but they added through years of ineptitude, led them to drafting, and eventually you just get so many picks. This, to me, would be a way to have a shortcut to getting that talented. Of course, once you get to be that talented, you'd be in search of a quarterback, the likes of Trevor Lawrence again, so it might run counter to it. That's my thing. It's not that I don't think he could be great. It's that it's not like he's walking into a playoff team that needs a quarterback. He's walking to a roster that is really deprived of talent and hoping to rebuild it.
Well, see, but this is a league where you go from 5-11 to the Super Bowl, you know, and when you have that pick, your number one pick as a quarterback, you have a lot of picks, you know, the next couple of years in the first three rounds. You have more money than anybody else to remake this team. And suddenly now the Jaguars are a destination because, hey, you got your franchise quarterback. You have a head coach that has won everywhere he's been. Is the jury out for the NFL? Sure, but there's always going to be a bit of doubt for somebody for the NFL. But the one thing I know about Urban Meyer, the guy can coach. And so I see the Jaguars as, like, they can take a huge step right away. You know, I think they're going to be in the Super Bowl in the next 5 years. They can make their team great right away and just be one of those teams that kind of flips a switch on it because they'll have all the pieces in place. Because I think you can do it that fast if you're Jacksonville.
Okay. How come it hasn't been done then?
Well, you need a franchise quarterback like you're going to get when you take Trevor Lawrence number one. It all starts with the quarterback.
Okay. I mean, that'd be fair. I mean, like, look, Tampa, it had been 20 years since they won the Super Bowl, since they won 10 games in regular season. Right now, could you say it's because they didn't have franchise quarterback? Okay, and I do think he's a much cleaner prospect, obviously, than Jameis Winston was. But, you know, Jameis Winston threw 5,000 yards last year, and, you know, they didn't make the playoffs. And so I do think there are franchises that some of it is about luck, some of it is about quarterback, but a lot of it is about you have to, I mean, look at Cleveland. Cleveland, it's years of ineptitude have led them to drafting well enough to where they got so many guys, eventually they kind of figured it out. And Baker's not great, but he's good enough, and he's gotten them, you know, to the playoffs, and we'll see if that's the ceiling or if there's another layer to it. You asked if I had any issue with Trevor Lawrence. Of course not. Like, enough NFL people are like, yeah, he's a lot better than the rest of the guys. And everybody else, you're like swallowing hard on, okay, Zach Wilson is good at BYU. You know, I like him and you like what you see, but you don't know for sure. Whereas everybody seems to know for sure. So to that part, and being from around there and playing college around there and being kind of handpicked by Urban Meyer and all of that stuff makes sense. I'm just telling you though, that the best 53s in the NFL are the ones that are great. And the ones that, it's not about just who has the great quarterback, as we've come. Matt Stafford's a perfect example. You don't put a good team around him, it doesn't matter how good you are, how well-respected you are, you ain't winning.
Twitter at How About a Fresca, Doug at Gottlieb Show. It is the Dan Patrick Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Jason Smith, Doug Gottlieb in for Dan and the Danettes. We got some Super Bowl talk coming up in a bit. Hey, could the next great player be joining Tom Brady in Tampa? We can get to that now, as well as we're going to talk to a Super Bowl champion from the Bucks coming up next. Keep it right here. This is Fox Sports Radio. Go to rockauto.com for all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com is a family business founded by automotive engineers in 1999 with two goals in mind. First, to give people direct access to all the parts information hidden in the computers and catalogs behind the parts store counter. And second, to make parts affordable by offering reliably low prices. At rockauto.com, you choose the part brands, prices, and features you want anytime, 24/7. rockauto.com even has many of the parts you might have been told are, quote, dealer only or no longer available. The parts are delivered directly to your home or office, so why waste time and money hunting for parts, phoning, driving, waiting in lines? Go to rockauto.com today and make sure to let them tell you we sent you. Write Dan Patrick in their How Did You Hear About Us box. That's writing Dan Patrick in the How Did You Hear About Us box so that they know we sent you. All the parts your car will ever need, rockauto.com.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories. For 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save up to $800 on select Sleep Number smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Fox Sports Radio, the Dan Patrick Show. Jason Smith, Doug Gottlieb. In for Dan Patrick today. Hit us up on Twitter at HowAboutAFresca, Doug at Gottlieb Show. Coming up in a few minutes, we'll get into what is next for Tom Brady in Tampa Bay, because it may be adding Odell Beckham Jr. But joining us now on the hotline, Super Bowl champion A.Q. Shipley of the Bucks. How does it feel? Are you going to make people introduce you now as Super Bowl champion A.Q. Shipley? Is that where you're going to go for the rest of your life now?
I mean, I think as long as people listen to that, I think that's the plan.
Like, I'd make my whole family call me that.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a surreal week. I mean, it has been absolutely awesome. Greatest feeling, reaching the pinnacle in your sport. I mean, there's nothing better. And, I mean, it has only gotten better as the weeks went on with the parade and everything. It's been awesome.
All right, let's go back to the game. In terms of the dominance in the trenches, both sides of the ball, for your team, how much of that was part of what you guys saw a possibility of leading up to the game?
Yeah, we knew, they obviously had some injuries up front on their front. I mean, we've had some injuries as well. I mean, that's part of the NFL, right? Everybody's got to deal with injuries, and usually the team that deals with it best is the team that kind of comes out on top. And we knew we could take advantage of some things. I mean, we played them earlier in the year. We probably didn't take advantage of the run game nearly as much as we could have, and we just kept hammering it, kept pounding it. We had a two-headed monster in Rojo and playoff Lenny, as everyone's calling him. And, you know, we just had those guys rolling, and we were ready and excited to take it to them on offense. And, you know, defensively, you know, we knew what we had up front with those front four. And, you know, if we could just let them eat and play coverage against such a talented offense, we could get rolling a little bit. And fortunately for us, it worked to our plan. Everything worked out exactly the way it was supposed to that night.
You know, the funny thing I take away from watching this game, and the biggest thing from looking from the Chiefs' perspective, is that clearly you guys were dictating the game the entire time. And I didn't see any adjustments from Andy. I didn't see any jet sweeps with Tyreek Hill, or we're going to throw the ball out of the backfield. There was, like, no adjustments, and they kind of tried to do the same thing, which was have Mahomes get some time and throw the ball downfield. And it was just repetitive over and over, and I really expected to try to see more adjustments from the Chiefs in that one.
Yeah, it was interesting. I mean, we had a good game plan. I mean, our last 2 weeks, obviously, we're playing against Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes, two of the best at getting outside the pocket and extending plays and creating things down the field. Our goal was to do everything we could to rush those four, let them eat, and hopefully try and do everything we could to contain them and keep them in the pocket and not let them get those big plays outside the pocket. And they kept doing the drop back stuff, and we kept, you know, keeping them in the pocket and just being relentless up front. And it was awesome to watch those guys get after them all night long.
All right, let's talk about what's really important. How much grief is Joe Haig caught? Because it was knocked out of his hands, but it did hit his face mask. I mean, fat guy touchdown in the first half of the Super Bowl, and he drops the ball. Please tell him. I mean, thank God Brady didn't throw him the Lombardi Trophy the other day.
Yeah, right. I mean, that thing would end up in the river for sure. We were busting on him. We had a nice little group chat going, and there's a great picture of him, of the ball getting knocked loose, and his face just, I mean, you could just tell every emotion on his face, like, man, I just screwed this up so bad.
He was also hoping, like, the next two plays when you ran, he's like, please score, please score, please score, please score. You don't score, he's like, damn it,
yeah,
oh my God.
Exactly.
Like double jeopardy there.
Exactly, yeah, and then we didn't score on it, right? I mean, and then it's just like, you come to the sideline, you got to deal with that for... whoever knows how long. And so, yeah, I mean, we've been giving them grief, but it all ended with a ring, so I'm sure everybody's happy.
Okay, look, you've been in this league for a long time, right? You've played with a lot of quarterbacks, a lot of good quarterbacks. Okay,
yep.
What's the secret sauce? I mean, because, like, look, and I don't, and I'm not talking about why he gets younger looking and better looking over time. Okay, but what's the, why does winning follow Tom Brady?
Oh, there's so much little stuff that I don't even know can be explained. I mean, I try and just say, listen, if you've watched The Last Dance and seen the bits and pieces of Michael, I mean, there's just so much of that that it just brings the best out in everybody around him. You watch him practice. You watch how intense he is during the week. You watch just the way that he's never satisfied with the game plan, always trying to implement his own thing, add his own little intricacies from the minute he gets it on Tuesday night to all the way up until, you know, hour before the game. He's doing multiple meetings with the receivers and skill guys on game day, on Saturday nights, and, you know, getting all the different protection looks during the week with O-line in between periods when the offense isn't even practicing. I mean, he just does so many things just to make sure the other 10 guys around him are always on point. And you can clearly see, I mean, I've only been around him for whatever it was, 6 months, and it was so awesome just to kind of watch greatness kind of right before your eyes and just watch how he makes everybody else around him better.
Did his behavior at the boat party surprise you? Was it kind of in line who he is behind closed doors?
I don't think a single person on this team has seen that side of him yet. I mean, he was football and football only, and, you know, you could just tell. I mean, winning means so much, almost everything to that guy. And seeing him just kind of let loose and, you know, enjoy it, being on a boat parade instead of what he's used to doing his parades in, what is it, -2 and snowing in the Northeast at this point. So just seeing him kind of enjoy that, it was awesome to watch, and it was awesome for everybody else.
Okay, so he said tequila, but it feels like he's got to be a lightweight, right? Like, was it a tell us, was it a White Claw? Was it a Zima? What was really going on in the
Zima
boat?
What is it, 1994? It's a Zima.
That's a great question. I mean, they put him on the super yacht. They put a nameless, faceless offensive lineman on a pontoon in the back of the parade, just like usual. But you saw him having a good time. It was awesome to see. You obviously saw the videos just like everybody else. And I mean, it was awesome. I mean, everybody was just having a great time. Tampa showed up. The city showed up. I mean, the players had a great time. I mean, this is something that kind of, you know, the city's been waiting for, and, you know, he finally brought it.
All right, so if the Lombardi Trophy winds up falling to the bottom of the bay, how many people dive in to go get it?
I think everybody that was around that thing would have found a way to go get that thing, right?
Well, he's like, you know, the arrogance of Tom. He's like, look, don't worry, I get six more of those things. You guys don't worry about that, trust me. Do you have any idea? You sit there like, do you have any idea how valuable this is to me? What are you doing?
Yeah, exactly. I probably would have been the first one going after that thing. God, I mean, it took me 12 years to finally touch that thing. So, yeah, I would have dove in for sure.
When it was double zeros, you look up at the clock and you're a Super Bowl champion. You point out, you know, 12 years in this thing: Steelers, Eagles, Colts, Ravens, back to the Colts, Cardinals, and only 6 months now with the Buccaneers. What went through your mind? What did you actually think of in that moment when you realized you were a Super Bowl champion?
So much, right? I mean, it's so hard. I mean, this is going to be one of the things I'm going to have to look back on, and, you know, it's not going to hit me for a while. But, I mean, in the moment, it was just like relief, right? I mean, it's you've reached the pinnacle. You've reached the summit at your profession that so few people are able to accomplish. And it's just so many years of hard work. I've been cut numerous times. I've had multiple injuries, you know, I had a career ending one this year. I mean, there's just so many different things, right? And it's just so many things of ups and downs and, you know, trials and tribulations and blood, sweat, and tears of all the years. And then you just sit there and you're like, you know, I did it. We finally did this thing. And then ultimately, you know, I was so excited to get to enjoy it. You know, with COVID, they were only allowing two family passes. So my wife and one of my daughters, my oldest daughter, was able to come down. She's almost three, and just kind of seeing her being able to enjoy it and me being able to enjoy it with her afterward was, you know, it meant everything.
You did have a bruised spinal cord this year, right? And you talk about a career like, you know, so I guess, is it worth it, right? That's the big question. Is it worth it experiencing the lows of this sport, the highs of this sport, bruising your spinal cord in what, you know, had to be the scariest thing you've ever been through? Is it all worth it?
Absolutely. Wouldn't change it for a thing. I mean, this is something that we all sign up for. Everybody always asks that, right? Like, you know, you end up going through knee replacements, hip replacements, whatever it is down the road, right? I mean, it's inevitable. It's a dangerous sport. I mean, the violence that occurs in this sport, I mean, we all watch it from week to week, and I've been able to endure it physically for the last 12 years, and it's a violent sport, but we knew exactly what we were getting into signing up, and, you know, that's it's a beautiful thing when it all pays off and you get to walk out, you know, sail off into the sunset, holding a trophy and getting a ring in 6 months.
Bucks AQ Shipley with us here on the Dan Patrick Show. Jason Smith and Doug Gottlieb in for Dan and the Danettes. So for you, when it comes to the Super Bowl, you've won, and now you segue into hosting a podcast. You host a hockey podcast? I mean, I don't think anybody else does stuff like that.
Yeah, it's so funny. Pat McAfee, I'm sure you guys all know him. He's become one of my best friends over the years, and he's had me kind of as a regular guest on his show over the years, and he was like, listen, like, you know, at some point you're going to have to start figuring out what you want to do afterwards. And I said, you know what, I don't know if I'm any good at it. I know I make some people laugh when I come on your show every once in a while, so let's give this thing a whirl. He was like, well, listen, he's like, you know, just to get you comfortable with hosting and asking questions and doing things like that, he's like, you know, we don't have anything going with hockey. He's like, we know how avid of a hockey fan you are. Why don't you dive into that with one of his co-hosts, Nick, and, you know, we started doing this thing, and, you know, it gets me comfortable talking, it gets me comfortable doing the thing, and I get to enjoy, you know, talking about something that I enjoy watching. So it's been good for me.
Well, and you get to talk about the Tampa Bay Lightning too, right? Like, it all circles back to, who would have thought Tampa, City of Champions? That is not something that we thought would slip off the tongue nearly as easily.
No, I agree. I mean, what a year this city's had. I mean, you know, three teams playing for the championship, two of them winning it. I mean, this city's been on fire. It's been electric all year. Fortunately, they've been able to at least enjoy these boat parades, because, I mean, this COVID thing's as serious as it is. I mean, it's not allowed anybody to see as many sporting events as they would have liked to in person, I'm sure. But, you know, they were at least able to enjoy the heck out of the celebrations of a couple wins.
You can follow him on Twitter at AQ Shipley. That is at AQ Shipley. His podcast is That's Hockey Talk. Congratulations, Super Bowl champion AQ Shipley. Sorry about that. Say that on your podcast. Make people call you that. I think that'll be pretty cool.
I think that's the way that we're going now. I appreciate you guys.
Thanks, AQ. AQ, that was awesome. I mean, really an amazing story, right? And to be the center with Tom Brady, I mean, anybody who's been around NFL guys know this offensive lineman, they do get put on a pontoon, but then they're the best. They're the absolute best. First of all, like, they give each other the business, unlike, like, poor Joe Haig, like, drops a touchdown pass in the end zone, and then they don't score.
Right.
Right? So you know, had they lost that game, like, Kansas City come back and won the game, like, dude, Joe Haig drops a touchdown pass. We'll catch a touchdown pass. We win the game. Plus, he's like, has a chance to represent fat guys everywhere. Fat guy touchdown. We would have gone crazy. But he tried to catch it with his face mask.
He's going to think about that every day for the rest of his life. Even though they won, even though every day, I had it. I had it. I had it. I had it. It was in my hands. It was in my face mask. I had it. I had it. Every single day he's going to think about that. You know, he talked about, you know, Tom Brady, and, you know, an interesting thing he said is that none of us saw that side of Brady up until what we did, you know, seeing it at the party, seeing how, you know, hammered he was, the avocado tequila and throwing around the Lombardi Trophy. So we have never seen that side of him. How much of it do you think Brady celebrating? Because, look, you know, quarterbacks are calculated. They, you know, they know what they're doing. How much of Brady celebrating was, I'm going to just let loose because I want to show everybody how much fun this is in Tampa compared to where I just came from, where winning was great in New England, and it was fun, but he's never celebrated like that. We have never seen that side of Tom Brady before, and he picks now, after I'd win with a new team, to show you, man, I'm letting my hair down. Look how much fun this is, because football wasn't really that fun in New England. How much this was kind of a blank you a bit to the Patriots?
I don't think much of it. I mean, I know you do. You think like that Brady walks around like he's some scorned lover, okay? But his time in New England was pretty fruitful, right? He went to 9 Super Bowls. They celebrated pretty. And Gronk would get hammered. I just think this is where he is in his life. I think it was a lot like, I think a lot of us are going to go through that the first time you go out, the first time you go on vacation, the first time you go party with, you know, a bunch of people, to where you're like, you know, I do think that a lot of us have been having a nightly cocktail on a more regular basis. But yeah, just to me, this is it's all of it, right? It's the leaving, it's the quarantining, it's the being away from family, it's the, not, you know, you're out, you're in the, like, look, he was day drinking. And day drinking, that stuff sneaks up on you, right? You have one, it goes down really fast.
Oh, yeah.
You have two, it goes down fast. You have three, then you stand up. You're like, whoa, hey, is this boat on, are we swaying? What's going on here? He was in a good place, man. Like, that's how, as long as you don't drive home, that's how it should be, man. That's how it should be. And I thought it was a moment because as talented as Brady is, and as successful as he's been, like, look, he tried to do the Facebook show so that he was a little bit more relatable. But it's still hard to relate to him, right? Like, he's married to a supermodel. Not just any supermodel, like the supermodel, right? I mean, his hair looks good. His teeth, his skin. It's hard for us to... It's like a Greek god, right? So for him to be much more like us, like, oh, Tommy's day drinking. I love it. It was a moment where I think his teammates liked him and understood he was human more, and fans who had hated him since Spygate, hated him with Deflategate. I think anybody sits there and goes like, you know what? Good for him. I don't think it had anything to do with New England. I just don't. I think a lot of New England came with them. I think that Tom Brady's smart enough to understand their game plan was not a Tampa game plan. It was super conservative. It was everything within five line. It was get rid of the football quickly. It was don't turn it over. It was run the ball. Like, the only difference was they had slightly better players than they had in New England on the offensive side of the ball. But it wasn't like he was throwing to Mike Evans all the time. It wasn't like he was, you know, using, like, look, he used Rob Gronkowski. He used Antonio Brown. Like, those are Patriot guys. They played a Patriot game plan. So I actually think he has a lot more respect for how they do things in the professional manner in which they do things, then people would ever give him credit. I don't think getting drunk at the boat parade had anything to do with it.
I think that's a little bit of it. I mean, still, yes, great memories, but you see how bad the ending was and how they wanted to move on from him. They insulted him with an offer when he had taken less money for his entire career. And look, how many stars use different things to motivate them? You know, and this is wanting to show that he wants to win the divorce, right? He wants to be the one that shows, I'm moving on faster. I won the Super Bowl, and Bill Belichick and the Patriots didn't, and I'm ready to be to party. No, I don't think he decided, I'm just going to go out and just drink whatever I want to because I want to show the Patriots. But I think part of it is, yeah, you know, I think it's fun for them, for everybody to see how much fun football is and how well I'm playing. And for the, you know, from the football part of it, you talked about the game plan is that's one thing. You saw the big difference between Brady and Mahomes. This is why Brady has been around. He's 43 years old. The game plan and what they were able to execute, the Chiefs had to rely on Mahomes because they couldn't block the Tampa Bay front four, right? Tampa Bay's able to get pressure with four guys, which is why the Chiefs couldn't move the football. And Mahomes, what did he run, 500 yards before he threw a pass? I mean, that incredible stat. And all he did was try to keep the play alive. But this is why Brady is playing. He's 43. He'll play till he's 45, 46. Every play was the same. How fast does Brady get the ball out? It's his step drop, and he holds it for a second, and boom, the ball's gone. And he gets rid of the ball, and he doesn't get hit. And that's a huge thing. And every single play was the same. Brady didn't hold on to the ball more than a couple of seconds after he finished his drop. It was boom, here's the play, I'm out, and my jersey is clean, and I'm able to keep playing. And that's a huge deal for Brady to be able to keep playing the level he's playing at.
No question. I mean, that's all those older guys get rid of it. But that's been his MO his entire career. And I thought the conservative nature. We also have to point out there is a little bit of a misconception over Tom Brady, right? Where he, as a player, like he always took, like, he did. He always kicked the can kind of down. But there were times when he was the best player in the league, there were times in which he was the highest paid player close to the highest paid player in the league. But part of that was he bought into the idea of having enough guys around him. And I don't know. Look, I think it's very easy to dismiss the Patriots and say, well, it was all Tom Brady. When we lived it, it was not all Tom Brady. And as much as we can sit here and take shots at the Patriots for whatever we think they did to handle Tom Brady, people I know in the NFL, like, he was leaving no matter what. And, oh, yeah, by the way, they needed a cap cleansing no matter what. Then you factor in they had eight guys opt out on their defense, which is the best part of their team. Cam Newton couldn't throw the football at all. And they still won seven games this year. Like, I actually think that they had a damn good year, all things considered.
Twitter at How About a Fresca, Doug at Gottlieb Show, the Dan Patrick Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Jason Smith and Doug Gottlieb in for Dan and the Danettes today. We'll have more NFL on the way. Again, remember J.J. Watt released by the Houston Texans, his own request. We'll have more on that. But coming up next, guess how close we are to a big-time pro sports team changing their name and what they're asking their fans they might want out of their new nickname. That's straight ahead. This is Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Fox Sports Radio, Jason Smith and Doug Gottlieb in for Dan and the Danettes today. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we got a little bit more on J.J. Watt, now an ex-member of the Houston Texans. He asked for his release, and he got it. What does this mean for Deshaun Watson? But something that could be on the cusp of, you know, we knew this story was coming for a bit. The Cleveland Indians have announced they're going to change their name after the 2021 season. And, Doug, they have sent out a big, I would say, questionnaire to many of their season ticket holders, asking them for advice for the name and what they would like to see in their name. Do they want it to promote hard work? Do they want it to promote loyalty, friendliness, fierceness, resiliency? So if you're a Cleveland Indians season ticket holder, you have a lot of responsibility coming your way right now.
Did they have to change the name?
The Indians?
Yeah.
I don't think anybody had to change their name, but I think once the Washington football team changed it, once the Redskins changed, I think the Indians saw, boy, we're going to go through so much more heartache and we're going to go through so much more scrutiny if we don't change it, that I think they figure it's easier for us to change it than if we leave it where we're at with the Cleveland Indians.
I don't know. I mean, Native Americans are not Indians. That's one of the things I learned very early in school. Like, they were mislabeled as Indians because they thought it was in India and it just kind of stuck or whatever. So I don't know if they had to change their name. It had lasted this long. You got rid of Chief Cuyahoga or whatever on the lid the year before. It felt like acquiescing with no one seemed all that bothered by it. But okay. Look, to me, one, this could be really fun. Two, it's going to end up poorly. I don't mind a Cleveland baseball team or just Cleveland. Like, that would be cool. Why do you have to have a nickname? Why do you have to have a mascot? I don't even know why you have to do the Cleveland baseball team. But Washington football team has kind of become cool, right? Just has. Like, that's fine. Are we past the point of needing a mascot? If we're past the point of having a mascot, which could be deemed to be offensive, or past the point of mascots altogether, right? Just like Cleveland. They're playing Cleveland tonight. I don't know. That's not bad to me. Or you could. This is my biggest problem with the changing nicknames from anything that could be deemed to be derogatory towards Native Americans. That's fine. But then we change the names completely, and there's no mentions of Native Americans at all within our sports culture, right? Like, I think the Braves is cool. And it's not just cool because I grew up with it and because they have the tomahawk chop, because to me, like, as a white kid who grew up in Southern California, I think of, if that's Native American culture, it's a proud, fighting, tough, never say die. Like, that's what it represents to me. And I see no negatives in that. None. So if you could find something like that where it still honors a culture, the problem is you have people, the only people they're going to send back in questionnaires like this are, one, super old people, or two, like, X-Men type people that are gonna name it something bizarre,
like the Springfield Isotopes. They're gonna wind up naming
yes.
it that.
Yes.
See, I'm not a fan of Washington football team, and it's always because it seems awkward that I feel like, all right, Washington football team, it kind of sounds like a soccer team, you know, like you're a football club. But mainly it always gets me on social media when I see something happening, like just an announcement for what, you know, Washington announces they're releasing, Dwayne Haskins. You know, the WFT announces they're releasing Dwayne Haskins. And I see WFT, and of course I see WTF, and right. Everything looks like it's a punchline. Like, what the hell are the Washington football team doing? Because I see WTF when I see WFT. So it's like an inadvertent laughter. Like, look what they're doing here. And it could be the most sober of things available. Hey, we announced a new initiative to help education in Washington from the WFT. It's like, what are we doing? I can't get past that part of it.
Okay, so some want Cleveland Spiders because there used to be a baseball team known as the Cleveland Spiders.
Yeah, that got disbanded in the late 1900s.
I don't mind spiders, but a lot of people hate spiders. Like, every woman in my life hates spiders, right? But it'd be cool with arachnophobia, right? Mm-hmm. Then there's the Cleveland Guardians, because there's, you know, some guy who designed the Lorraine Carnegie Bridge that stood guard over the east-west traffic since 1932, like Cleveland Guardians, Cleveland Rockers, Cleveland Rockets, Cleveland Naps. I like that one. Their baseball team puts me in. Do you have any Buckeyes, Cleveland Rocks, Cleveland Wild Things?
No, I like the Spiders. I'm down with the Spiders. I think that's a good one. You know, we got more on this coming up in a bit. And again, that big story out of the NFL. This is Fox.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com. or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Everything you love about Mercedes, the style, the comfort, the technology, the choice, is now available in electric. The vehicles, all electric. The feeling, all Mercedes. The choice, all yours. Learn more. mbusa.com/EQ.